Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Comms Noise. I'm Chris, and with me tonight are
Ben
and Ricky.
Great. So we're going to drop one in. We weren't sure if we were going to get an episode done before Worlds.
But we have to now.
Yeah, the fact drop.
How could we not
do an episode on it?
Yeah, that's a big. It's a big one.
It's the biggest one they've ever done.
It's what you might describe as a hot mess.
It's game changing. It's like a whole new wave. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. In fact, it's more things have changed than the previous wave.
I'd say it's the biggest impact since flotillas were introduced to the game.
Oh, at least by spread.
Yeah. At least. So we're going to talk about that first. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk about, we had a Bristol versus Weston-super-Mare, mm-hmm. which is a seaside town about 20 miles from Bristol, 25 miles from Bristol. We were challenged to a
3-on-3.
So we had a little mini tournament day of that. So we're just going to have a quick brief run through of that while we're at it. So
say it wasn't actually like three of us fighting three others at the same time on the same board.
It was three games then.
Against
each other.
Everyone on our team played everyone on their team.
Yes.
In individual games. But it was a good chance to test new lists after the FAQ drop. Timing couldn't have been better.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. So, Ricky, we're going to cover the tournament regulations document first, which is probably the biggest single change, I would say.
It's shocking.
So after all the elegant, stylish solutions that the internet came up with and we went through on a previous show,
they just went
for a basic cap.
That was the only
two things. We've been talking about loads of different ways to fix flotillas, and they've just sort of randomly picked two of them. It feels like
I think the tabling is a good one. So now you can only have two for a start. So two's the limit. Anyone who's bought more than two.
That's the single biggest change, I think.
EB's
mentioned.
Flooded.
Two is
so no more than two flotillas in tournaments. Do whatever you like if you're not in a tournament.
Okay.
Friendly, CC, whatever.
Yeah, like keep it for,
I guess.
Yeah,
there might be
friendly if we do another credit conflict.
Big game or something.
Maybe the next campaign if they release one.
Yeah.
But the other one, being tabled, they don't count for...
They don't count as capital ships.
No, so you can be tabled if you just take out the capital ships.
And flotillas and squadrons will just die.
Yeah, it's a
board wipe.
At the end of the round.
So you'll get to activate, and the squadrons and so on will get to activate.
Now, we agreed with this one. We liked
this is what we always wanted.
Yeah, but the cap, I can see why, but maybe two...
It's not very finessed, is it? We fucked up, so we'll just cap it. It makes sense thematically because you can't in a real Star Wars fleet in a made up galaxy in a made up everything. You wouldn't be able to just have support vessels. You need actual vessels for the support vessels to support.
And I think if they hadn't put the cap on, it would have just led. We would still have had those one big ship, five or six flotillas, and then.
But it'd been risky.
Well, that's the thing. But that would have led to really terrible games because people still would have taken it. And then if it at all looked like their big ship was threatened, they would just disengage it. And then that's a shit game for everyone. There's a lot of reasons against the cap, but actually I think it's going to lead to pretty balanced fleets. I like the cap.
Do we agree this is so close to Worlds?
Well, we'll talk about that at the end. I think that's a separate point. I think you're right. The cap of two is about the right number. Because it shuts all those stupid... It takes away the activation advantage ban thing.
I'm assuming they tried other...
Maybe.
They would have tried other numbers,
maybe.
I think.
My only worry is that it might push the meta towards what it already was going to. It just makes double ISD
I think we'll see a lot of fleets
powerful.
With one big ship and then either two small ships and two flotillas.
Yeah.
Or basically every fleet's going to be two big, two flotillas, or one big... Two other ships, two flotillas.
Because most double ISD lists were two ISDs, two Gazantes, or one Gazante and load of fighters.
So it doesn't change that.
So it doesn't hurt double ISD lists.
That was already
strong. They were already starting to be dominant.
Mm.
So it doesn't hurt. That's my only concern about it there.
We'll get onto the other nerf for the ISD, but I think all we'll see, the results, we'll see what the stats are after the Worlds, but it's just ISDs are going to be dominant.
We'll talk about the rest of the FAQ now. So that was the tournament regs.
There's not really anything else.
Yeah, a couple of other little tweaks, but nothing important. And in the FAQ, first one up, alphabetically ordered, is Avenger has been FAQ'd.
Yeah.
Now you have to exhaust it to use it, which means you only get to use it on one of your attacks instead of your double arc, And it could potentially be MS1'd ion cannons.
Oh, big Jack.
Oh! That might be worth looking into.
That's interesting.
Probably not the second one, but the big one is you can't double arc with it anymore. Yeah. So if you're doing the standard list for anyone who doesn't boarding play Avengers, is you move you go last with price or activation, but probably price, and then you park your Avenger in exactly the right place that you need to double arc for the juiciest target in their fleet, and then Avenger, you do the boarding troopers, you make
flip all their tokens. Avenger says they can't spend their tokens,
and
then you hope that with your 14 dice you can kill them.
So seven, is it not eight on one arc and
four on the other plus external racks?
Yeah.
That's a lot of dice.
And they can't spend any tokens on that. Just straight through the shield, take the shields out and then straight through the hull.
It's a minor nerf.
But now, if you've got, providing they don't roll accuracies, if you've got ECMs.
If you've got ECMs or they don't roll accuracies, and Avenger doesn't, if you're using like a Q-out or an ISD-1, you're not getting a lot of accuracies naturally anyway.
No.
So they'll fire, I imagine most Avengers will fire their side shot first to try to bait you into spending some defense tokens.
Yeah.
And then their big shot. But if they're boarding troopered you, you may as well redirect as much as you can from their side arc shot.
From the first shot that they do. You might as well do all your defense tokens on.
Yeah, why not? Because then Avengers.
If they've boarding troopers.
You can't use them again anyway.
So.
Yeah. I don't know, it's tricky. I mean, I guess it makes the Q-at better than the one. Because Q-at's only got two squadrons, so it can only flip two of your. So if it's fighting another ISD, you flip their brace and one of their redirects. And then you hit them with the side to use that other redirect up. And then the main gun gets no defense tokens. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I mean, you could, if you were using the one, it doesn't do anything to the Q-out versus the one, does it? Because if you're using the one, you could.
You can just burn a redirect.
I guess you could burn them and then.
Basically, it means they're basically the same now.
Yeah.
Except the Q-out has a defensive retrofit. Because it used to be that the one
was better
because it hit all their tokens and then you get both barrels.
Got it.
But now you're only getting one Avenger shot anyway.
Yeah.
You may as well use the Q-out.
Yeah. So most people were, but it makes it even better for Avenger. So that's that. Next change. Again, we'll reflect on that actually briefly. So it does affect double ISDs a bit.
Certainly makes it weaker. It means it's almost impossible to one-shot another large ship with Avenger. Yeah. Whereas before, if you rolled a little hot, you could one-shot almost anything.
Yeah.
You
guaranteed going first, probably, unless they had bail, because you probably got massive bid.
Yeah. So it's less good, still strong.
Okay.
Then the next one up is... Oh, well, I should just point out, do you think we'll see some MS1s? Cannons,
maybe
like
now.
Tripping up Avenger? Is that a thing?
I'll have a look.
You could have a disposable capacitor radar.
Long range.
You can just dink him?
Just loads of Corvettes with MS.
Well, no, you need to go first. Exhaust. Yeah, you'd have to go first.
Only works if you go first.
Yeah, so no. No is my answer.
Yeah. Right, next up is Gallant Haven, which... It still reduces damage of incoming attacks to all squadrons within distance one, but now it reduces it down to a minimum of one.
That's
amazing, because you used to have Jan and Gallant Haven and Biggs, and anyone who gets hit in a Gallant Haven, you brace it down to one damage, and the Gallant Haven reduces it to zero. So now you always do at least one damage.
That's a massive change.
It's a huge change.
Yeah.
It was an expensive upgrade before, but now...
I mean, we don't see much Gallant Haven
big in the really. States, isn't it? And this makes it much less reliable. Because you're giving up a lot of mobility to use it.
It's not a great ship either.
The frigate.
Yeah.
The frigate. No, it won't affect our meta much, because nobody was using that, but it may well affect some metas
but
deeply.
That's not the only issue with it, is it?
Definitely for the best, though.
They double nerfed that list, which we'll get to next. But
yeah,
the next nerf, which I guess is in conjunction with Gallant Haven, is Yavaris, which now... You can only shoot twice with the squadrons you activate if they do not move during your virus's activation rather than the squadron's activation. Mm. So you can no longer do the combo of flight coordination teams moving the fighters first and then activating them for the double shot.
It is a significant nerf, but it's still usable.
If you had lots of... if you were able to still have flotillas and so on, you could, you can, like you were saying, Ricky, you can just move them in somebody else's. You just can't do the alpha with it, right?
It means you have to use a Pelter or a home one to drag your fighters first, yep. then your Varus.
Yeah. But you can't do them in one activation, basically. You have to split it across two activations.
Yeah. So it makes your Varus a lot more defensive.
Yeah.
A lot harder to pull off a B-wing push.
That's not even the issue, though. It's like you needed those activations as well. You may see some variations of the list, but a Rebel Bomber list, it's going to be tough to put together, to pull off.
Yeah, well, now you can't pad out your flotilla's activations.
You lose a lot of points for squadrons just trying to get those activations.
Basically, what we're saying is it makes it much harder to attack offensively with Yavaris.
Yeah.
Like, to off-strike. If you're set in place and they come... They just
still
fly
amazing.
Into,
if they come into you...
It's still ineffective. It's completely ineffective if they fly into you.
But you can't pull off that ridiculous... Oh, no more line hitting. No more hitting lines.
You still can. I've already got another list that
can. Just two pelters pushing and your Varus, right?
Yeah, two pelters and your Varus. But it doesn't seem like you have to drop a good
you
chunk of
You can't max out your
squadron
points then, can you?
No. So,
compromises have to be made to make your Varus good. I like
Hooray!
It.
Yeah. At last.
So no more just turtling with Gallant Nave and your Varus. At least if you want to, it's just not as strong.
There goes my list for Worlds.
Do you want to dwell on that a bit longer, or should we move on?
Move on to the next one. Dwell on that, just have a little silence.
Yeah.
Celebratory silence.
Everyone just press F.
Everyone high five, but you don't have to play that list anymore.
Next up is Relay.
Good.
Which, of course, all the Relay ships, they're all listed separately, but obviously it's the same change.
Yeah.
This was one we asked for.
Yeah, so now it reads as, when a friendly ship resolves squadron command, if you are in range to be activated... up to one or two, depending on which ship you are, of the squadrons it activates can be at distance 1 to 3 of you. So Relay actually is a Relay. The shuttle, the VCX, has to be within activation range, and then you extend to range 3.
So you mean it's actually Relay?
Yeah, it actually does a Relay now.
And there's a debate on whether you can Relay a Relay a Relay, but we think no.
The forums think you probably can't.
It makes sense you can, because it's quite a niche thing to pull off, but... You know, the wording is as it is, so...
It wouldn't be too hard to pull off, because Relay just is a passive effect. You don't have to give anything up to use it.
Yeah, but you have multiple Relay ships, and you can only Relay one. Yeah, they're expensive. So being able to Relay multiple times is not...
Yeah. I mean, the important thing is it shuts down flotilla wall on the...
Yeah, flotilla's
on the
back
very
line,
side of the back
doing
line, on the sideline.
If you can...
Spamming squadrons and rinsing havoc on the other side of the board.
Yeah, the combination of Relay nerf plus if everything else dies, your flotillas die, hopefully we'll see an end of just dicking around on the back line of flotillas.
You don't even be able to have one anyway, because you need Bomber Command in the front. One at the back is not the big deal.
You might be using it for anti-squadron.
That's something we've actually talked about, and we really wanted them to do.
Yeah.
So,
and it thematically makes sense as well, doesn't
yeah.
it? Because if you can only send an order three quarters of the range ruler or two thirds of the range ruler, but if the squadron's on the other side of the board, you can suddenly send an order that far to that guy who then relays it. It's
maybe
thematically makes no sense.
Better comm systems?
Just amazing comm systems. Yeah. Right, but if you can fit that comm system on a shuttle, why can't you fit it on an MC-80?
It's just a bigger ship.
Very true.
Anyway, I like it. So no, basically it's kind of like Mr. Comms.
Yeah, it works as it should do. It should have been that way in the beginning.
That's all the erratas. Things have actually changed. And then there's been a few clarifications in the FAQ, which I'm just going to blitz through, because most of them are what you would think it would be.
Unless you're trying to cheat the system. Play the rules.
What happens if you have no ships to activate? Or you only have price left to activate? Then you just pass until it's price's turn to go. Which is what you would have expected. If I only have price...
Yes, yeah.
And she's going last that turn.
Yeah.
You do all your ships first.
Then she goes, yeah.
How is there any other way to play that card?
I guess you could have said it's your last ship. So if I've got 7 activations and you've got 2 in price,
no.
Price has to go third.
That would defeat the purpose.
It would make price shit, yeah.
Can you affect things that are set aside? No, obviously
we knew that already.
We knew that.
Can't put objectives on the meter.
Because we knew you couldn't put bail aside.
Exactly. So they just clarified
that. The first game when we tested
more.
It, I did.
Yes.
We didn't really read it properly.
Yeah. And they've clarified blockade run. Blockade run now, you assign objective tokens to the ships before you set things aside.
Yeah.
So if Radis puts someone off the board, you can still put a token on him and he can gain points for
the game. So that's the only one that it can have adjective tokens on. That makes sense anyway.
Because they changed the timing on it. Yeah,
because they changed the timing. Well, they clarified the timing.
Okay.
That's necessary anyway. That just...
What else? Biggs. They've now clarified that Biggs cannot palm damage off onto zombie X-Wings because of Recon zombie X-Wings.
Yeah.
Just throwing more damage onto things that are already dead.
Yeah, so that's good.
That's good.
That was, let's be honest, utter bullshit.
That was cancer.
I didn't see it that much here, but I'm sure.
Sure, with the Gallenhaven meta in the States, you saw it a lot.
Utter BS.
He's taking it all, don't worry.
Just Porkins, load it all onto Porkins.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer is crusty. He's standing in as the Krusty, like Ronald McDonald equivalent.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the Krusty Burglar comes out. Mm-hmm. And his briefing is so bad, he's just been told to like hit the Krusty Burglar. Right. And he just hits beating him and beating him and beating him and beating him.
And then he's like, he's already dead!
This kid didn't stop! He's already dead! Like, can you really do that? Like, Biggs is going, yeah, this guy. Put that missile into that guy. He's literally just... atoms. There is nothing left to absorb the energy, kinetic energy from this damage.
Oh. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah,
good choice.
We'll not be sad to see the back of that.
No.
Luke's been clarified as to not be able to resolve Nora Wexley's special crit because he ignores shields and she makes him do more shields. But that's so niche because you're almost always going to want to crit with Luke's natural crit anyway.
Yeah, I can't remember why I didn't want to.
Oh, I guess if they have contain.
Yeah.
Then
maybe,
you might want to use
Nora
instead. But you can't.
My mistake.
Well, you could have done that.
I asked the judge and he said it's fine, so you know. It's not on me. Yeah.
It's been clarified now.
Yeah. Well, it's pre-ethic.
So if the only ship left is Price and Radis appears on the same turn, and Price has to go last, but Radis can't go first. Then Radis goes first.
Oh, okay.
That's been clarified. But how often are you going to have...
The ship that Radis brought in.
Yeah, sorry, the ship that Radis brought in. Yeah.
How does that happen?
Oh, fuck nice.
Wait, because, like, unless they blew up your last ship before Radis...
Yeah, let alone if all that happened. But also, you'd have to be pretty fucking bad to put Price on the turn you're expecting Radis to come out.
Oh, yeah, and have lost all your other ships. Like, that's such a niche case. But fair enough, they covered it. It works.
Yeah.
Aspiration, where you double load up your shields on an MC-75, you can move shields to the lower hull zones.
I thought that was the case anyway.
Because it's not clear. It specifically says cannot recover shields.
You can move them.
So you can move them from aspiration, or you can send them shields with projection experts. And that is allowed.
So what's the exact clarification? Sorry. Yeah.
So normally aspiration is you pump up two of your hull zones and reduce the other two.
Yep.
And it says you can't recover shields at all until all of your facings are below their original point.
Okay.
So there was some debate over whether, okay, you can't recover them, but maybe you can move shields onto it. And the clarification is now, yes, you can move shields as long as the move does not cause the place you have moved them to go above the starting zone.
So you can return them back, and then you can repair.
By move, you mean spend one engineering point.
Yes, or projection experts.
Got it. Okay.
Bale, they've clarified again. Bale can't do it while he's been set aside. Chimera, if you discard lets you discard a fleet order.
And get another one.
You can then, in a following turn, replace it with the one you initially discarded. You can cycle around. Yeah. Discarding one doesn't mean you can never have that one again.
Yeah.
But the points are only what's on the ship at the end, isn't it? It's not like you get points for all the cards they discarded.
Yes, whichever one it started with.
It's just a started one. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
I mean, there's only like one or two points difference between them.
And they just clarified as well, which again, we already knew, because you can only discard one thing once to an effect. You can't discard it and say, I'm going to do this.
Oh, yeah, you can't discard it for its effect and discard it for Chimera.
Yeah, if you discard it for its effect, Chimera is useless for the rest of the
game. So you need to make sure Chimera has tokens. Because you can't sacrifice for
two.
I've
not seen anyone use it yet, or seen that use that tile.
No, I was considering putting it on an ISD too, just to make
to take a Simon.
Exactly, yeah. So I can have the defensive retrofit or whatever. Mm. But
would it have been interesting if they'd set it to just being a destroyer? So you could have put it on a victory.
That'd be nice. Because there's some fleets I've wanted to make with fleet orders, but I haven't wanted to. I wanted lots of ships.
You don't want to take
an ISD. I didn't
want
an ISD. Yeah, yeah. But there's no.
I think that could have been okay.
Hopefully, yeah. If they do these new titles, maybe.
But they can't change that one now.
They can bring one out for the victory just to say it gains the slot.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine that? A zero cost title for the victory that gives it that slot. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah.
What else we got?
Wouldn't be that much cheaper, but sticking on the Gladiator.
Victory needs titles back.
It does, yeah.
They're almost all terrible.
If they listen to us to the rules, maybe they should add...
Listen to the community, and the community were... We were agreeing with the community on most of these rules.
A campaign box full of titles would be nice. Just saying. If the community wants to add that and speak
up... I don't think
up,
they do, Mickey.
They do.
Stop trying to get...
Everyone wants titles. I don't want free stuff. I just want titles.
Anything that makes old bad ships come back. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
They give us new squadrons. Why didn't they give us new tiles?
Yeah, we definitely want that.
And they kind of did with the 7th Fleet Star Destroyer and the...
Well, it's a good start. It is a good start.
Yeah. So Grand Admiral Thrawn has been clarified that when you spend Thrawn's special dial, you can take it as a token if you want to. Like, if you've got no use for the dial. So that's nice. Mm. Profundities, like, cleared up. What happens if you move upgrades off profundity onto the other ship for the turn, perhaps some victory points?
Well, are they not safe? They should
so
be safe.
Wherever they go is where they are. So if you move something off onto your escape vessel and then profundity dies, the card that moved off, they don't get the victory points for.
Well, no.
But it was on your list, so that was the argument. And it was on your fleet list. I killed the ship on the fleet list. I had that upgrade. So...
I can see this of an emergency escape vehicle.
Yeah.
So if it dies before it deploys, you don't get points.
You do. You do get because it's set aside at the end of the game. Things that are set aside, okay. You get the 4 points. It's only if you evacuate your admiral off profundity, then profundity dies, but the escape vessel lives, and they don't get the points for your admiral.
Yeah, obviously. Surely?
Well, that was...
Not obviously.
Okay. Not obviously enough. So it had to be clarified.
I wasn't quite following that because I was thinking, this is so obvious. I must have missed something.
Well, most of these clarifications are really obvious. The ordnance pods does what you think it does. That had to be clarified.
It
gives you a full anti-squadron barrage.
Yeah.
Because some people thought, oh, do I only get one shot?
That would be a crap card if it was just one shot.
Yeah.
Taking an ordnance slot, you've got to have a decent... I know it's only 3 points, but...
And the last one is... said strategic advisor may only be resolved if the ship it is equipped to could activate. So if you have it on a ship, you move your Star Destroyer up and activate it, you then cannot use your strategic advisor for the rest of the turn. So you have to use your strategic advisor before you activate the ship he is on.
Yes. The basis being because it says if you could activate, and you is the ship that it's equipped to.
Yes.
If you could activate, you may part, exhaust this to part.
I mean, I don't think that'll have much impact because generally if you're stalling for activations...
You're probably keeping that one.
So, you probably don't want to activate your ship anymore.
So I did find it in some of my games, which we'll come to later, but I had it on my ISD, and then as soon as we're engaged, I always want my ISD going first, if I'm first player.
Yeah.
So, and then later
and then,
on...
then you might want to pad mid-turn.
There was a couple that I wanted to pad mid-turn, so that I could get him to come into my range of whatever.
So it did actually have an effect.
So it did have a small effect, yes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't massive, and I would still take it again in an instant, so that... I can let him come into my range on the turn I want to, and then once I'm in, I can, I'd still rather get my ISD, get a double shot, and get the hell out of there than I would be like, ooh, I don't want to be activated this turn. It's just such an immense amount of...
The changes.
Cool.
It's big. Obviously, the flotillas is the biggest.
Yeah.
But Yuvaris Gallenhaven, big two. And really, pretty big.
So the only thing I just like about this is the timing.
Yeah.
And I was fairly, not seething, but I was like shaking my head in disbelief because you've got your flagship tournament, which is your World Championships, 3 weeks after this is effective, 2 weeks after this is effective? 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks after it comes, because this doesn't come into effect for about 2 weeks.
But effectively it was... What is it now to Worlds? 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
And people have been practicing and putting lists together, ready for Worlds. We were testing, we were playing and practicing, and then... Oh,
cool out the window now.
And then not just that, you've got Euros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is like a month after.
4 weeks after.
4 weeks after.
So you've got two... I don't know where they rank compared to North American Championships and the US National Championships.
Mm.
But you're going to definitely... They must be two of the top four, right? Worlds and Euros must be two of the top four biggest tournaments in the world.
Yeah.
and you got at least two. I don't know about the North American ones, but you've got two of your top four biggest tournaments in the world within 6 weeks.
I guess they didn't want to delay it till after both of those, but they saw no need to.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather this came out before the regionals, so everyone had a chance to play with it and see where the meta is at. But I'd rather, if it's a choice between having it now and having it after, I think I'd rather have it now.
Yeah.
Although, but obviously, first choice would have been 6 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't see why they couldn't. All the stuff with the clarifications, they would have not been able to do that because they're all wave seven, is it now? Wave six, wave seven? They're all wave seven clarifications. So that didn't come out until January. So this is about the right time for them to play through it and see what ones needed.
And when you look at the numbers as well.
But the Fratina stuff and the
pages. Yeah, that's it. You look at the stats. And this should have come out earlier. That's
well, yeah, because then you've got Unhaven and your virus were amazing.
It's not just
this time last year.
2 years ago. Two years ago.
It's this with 3+. Like, all the top lists always have 3 as a minimum.
3 minimum flotillas, yeah.
4 is not unreasonable.
4 was common, 5 and 6 were.
That was even higher,
but still
the top
around.
4. Top 8 was always +3 flotillas.
I'm in 2 minds, because in one way I was pretty annoyed that they did this before, well, because it wrecks everyone's plans. But then when I started reflecting on it, I thought, well, actually, it maybe makes... It really sorts the good players from the great players.
Or does it sort the people who have spare time and the people that don't? Like,
yeah.
I played two games today.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get 2 more games of Armada in before Worlds. Because I'm busy. Like, I've got shit to do.
You have a life, yeah. you can't spend time on...
No, but, you know, if I didn't have,
Legion?
Like, kids, you know, I'd be playing 2-3 games a week if I wanted to. So there'll be some people out there who will be playing 3, 4, 5 games a week. And by the time they get to Worlds, they'll have this new meta down.
Yeah.
And we will not.
But it does also split the good players, because last year you went to Euros, Ben, with your same list, having played like 2 or 3 games since January.
That's true. You won.
And won, and won the tournament.
So. I had a really broken list.
Yeah.
Not only did I have a broken list, but no one had played against it before.
Yeah, because
like,
you designed it.
It was an unknown broken list.
Mm.
Yeah.
So no one was ready for it. I think that's why I won Euros.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe it is one of those two things. That bit makes me annoyed, the fact that none of us have enough spare time to get the proper level of practice in with the new meta.
Well, you know what?
But it also will sort people who were just like netlisting or were just taking the same old that they played for years and years and years, and it'll make people think a bit more. So I'm kind of in 2 minds, really. I would have personally preferred it to come out after Worlds and Euros.
I think it needed to come out.
But that's just my personal choice. I completely understand if you wanted it to come out now.
I'd rather
play
some new crazy lists I haven't seen before, rather than running out 4 or 5 flotilla.
True.
It's just going to be 2 ISDs at 75% of the time, I bet.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a lot of 2 ISDs, yeah.
Talk about now, what effect do you think it has on the meta?
Mm.
There's no change. Like, just before this FAQ, it was 2 ISDs seemed pretty strong. This just confirmed it.
Two
ISDs and then 1 or 2 Gazantes, depending on how many fighters you want.
Yeah, and I think the fighters, you see Sloan fighter lists, but that's probably...
Does it make first player lists? Does it make first player now practically an insta-win for a mirror match? Because, the Avenger change, I just feel the Avenger change means you can't one-shot, probably.
So going first...
But you're just slugging each other out. If you're going first, you can catch people up and chase them away and dodge. And basically, the other guy with 2 ISDs who's not going first will never catch you.
Massive bid wars again.
Bid wars on 2 ISDs.
Ridiculous.
But then, does that then mean the no bid, you know, token farming kind of lists are the counter to it?
Mm. That's one big miss, actually, from this. So
but you can't have a red token farm. And, you know, the one that's really scary is pretty good for Avenger as well.
Are you saying advanced gunnery?
Oh, they can't have gunnery teams. So advanced gunnery is like, yep, I'll take that.
Yeah, and it means they can hit the same...
Potentially, yeah.
Arc,
so the
same arc can shoot twice, but two different targets.
Exactly.
But if they've lined it up right, that is a guaranteed kill. There is no doubt.
Well, you can't Avenger the second shot.
Do you need to when you're firing with that many dice again?
You might be. Right.
You won't one shot. You'll have to get other hits in against another large ship.
It'd have to be very lucky.
I think the mirror match could be horrendous. Just dull and...
Yeah.
Basically, whoever's first.
We have to play around. Make the most of our time.
They didn't touch strategic, which I thought was odd. Because...
I don't think strategic was winning a lot of tournaments. So. Like, if I was collecting data on top 4 regionals lists for the last, 4 months, which is now pointless. And and very few strategic analysts were in the top four, and I don't think any had won.
I don't think it will. I think Advanced Gunnery will just be picked on all these other big lists now.
Well, maybe we can build around a different red objective.
A different red that doesn't suit
Avenger.
Well, like most wanted would be.
I want to go back to my target beat.
Yeah, most wanted would have multiple.
Because you just pick Avenger and go, either you don't put Avenger anywhere near me, or you bring Avenger and I get three or four extra dice per turn
on it. Double points.
And double points if I kill it.
I should have bought my.
Or you can not stay away from me. Either of those, I'll be quite happy.
Yeah, well, I say he has to go in because. Oh, no, you're not farming tokens from that. Yeah, I don't know.
The outpost one, they have to come and destroy it. It's shots you're not going to take.
Station assault.
Yeah.
And now, because they'll destroy one and not the other, and then it's
even
pointless, isn't it? You're not going to win.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you a longer period of time to try and pull that win.
So, what does it do for the rebel meta? This change.
Take Radus or don't bother.
It wrecks Gallant Haven, it wrecks Biggs, it wrecks Shivaris. It wrecks the Liberty lists that were having activation spam with the Liberty. Mm. It wrecks the...
Radus is still strong because you can... Yeah. You can basically... It's like going super last with Radus. Do you know what I mean?
Super last.
Like, they can go last all they want, but Radus goes lastest.
Lastest.
Do you know what I mean?
So what you're saying...
And
when
they'll make you go first is...
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what you want.
What you're saying because you can... Because
the chip you teleport in is effectively like a... Like a very last move of the turn before.
Yeah, because it's in between turns. Almost.
Yeah,
doesn't get to go until after it's been blown up.
So, you know, he can't... It gets to go wherever you want, which is something like... So Avenger can't hunt it down, and you get to be in the perfect position, which is what you want from being last.
It's true.
But then it can't go first.
No, but a different ship can.
Yeah.
I guess you could go back to using...
But you could Radus Profundity. Radus comes in... And drops at Profundity, and then drops like a Hammerhead, and then that Hammerhead can go first, and the Radust in ship can go second.
Yeah.
Assume it just costs a lot of points to do.
Yeah, sure it does.
Do you think that's effective? I guess Radust could be quite popular.
I was having, like, I played Radust today, and just the low activation count, until you get out and start taking out some of their ships, it still plays a big part.
Yeah, you get the rest of your fleet gets out position.
I got three activations and they're taking their turn while I'm almost finished in minutes.
How does the Rebel Bomber list fare against Avengerists before this? Because Avengers flying into you anyway, right?
Yeah, and you pummel it. I mean, it's the early warning system that made it harder. Because I've seen a lot of lists without it, but I would always put early warning system on Avenger just in case you run into bombers.
Yeah.
It made it difficult, but you could get them around the side. It was workable. I mean, it wasn't 100%, you know.
I played against the bomber list today with it, and I picked superior positions, knowing that I could go early warning in on the first two turns and then spend the rest of the game with early warning on my back.
Yeah, and then he never gets
a token from me.
I went up that list and I picked the red mission, precision strike, because I knew I could just get the crits on and match the bombs, because he couldn't get through my early warning system.
So I don't know, fighter heavy lists will be, I don't know, Sloan Quasar.
Sloan works.
Can still work. But I'm not sure about any other fighter heavy lists.
I think Rebels need to think again. Rogues, that's what I was coming up with. Maybe they're back again. I won't get time to test that list, so.
Be interesting to see what people come up with. Will be interesting.
We'll keep an eye. Right.
Any final thoughts? You want to talk about summary of today briefly? Yeah.
Sure.
I
had two ICDs with Avenger.
Yeah. We'll do our list. We'll do the list we played against, and then we'll just do a quick summary of how they all went. So
yeah, I had a pretty standard queue at Avenger boarding troopers, a Simoon, gunnery teams, two Gazontes, two fighters, and. Yeah, it did. I thought, I don't know what I want to take to Worlds, but I know a lot of people will take this. So at least if I practice with it, I'll know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And it was pretty straightforward. I always got out deployed because they always had squadrons. So I put them in the middle. I drove at them.
And then you shot.
The Avenger went in and got them. And then the Simon slagged behind a bit to cover Avenger's back. Yeah. And red dice.
Pick things off.
Pick off flittlers and wounded stuff.
I think it's such...
And it didn't take a lot of thought. I was not as drained at the end of the day as I normally am.
Yeah, it's good.
It's so strong for such a... I don't say it's an easy list to play, but it's... It's a lot of dice to put at the front, and you just got to point it at what you want to go at.
Yeah,
you
need to think about where they're going to be on turn three and head towards that point.
Yeah.
And pivot so that you can get the line between your front arc and your side arc exactly by setting that.
Well, that's
that
only
point.
If they're a big ship, you know, like 100 down some quasars today, and it's just like, front arc will do it.
So are we just all going to take ISDs, worlds?
I don't know. Seems easy. Like, depending on how much thinking do you want to do?
So my list actually wasn't too dissimilar thinking about it, apart from I took Thrawn, and I took a Simoon, and I kitted it up for some long-range shots. I had a VSD, which was kitted for some long-range.
Mm. You didn't have Avenger, did you?
No, I didn't. I had two Gazantes, and I had the same fighter combination as you, Sienna Ree and Valen Rudor, which have we talked about that before on this show?
There's just a really tasty little 30 points of, like, if you have to get minimal squadrons, the pair of them are better than like three or four ties because they're just a pain in the ass to kill.
So you can't, if you're engaged with both of them, you can't shoot Valen because you're engaged with Sienna. You have to shoot Sienna, she's obstructed.
Yeah.
So you lose a die.
And she's got counter two.
And she's got counter two.
And they both have scatter.
They both have swarm as well. So they can both make re-roll each other's die.
They're horrible.
They take on far more points than they're worth for quite a long time.
And Valen can shoot stuff and you can't counter him as long as you're engaged by Sienna.
Yeah. And he's rolling three blacks with a re-roll.
Yeah.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah.
I guess the other scatters.
And if they don't have any squadrons at all, you've only spent 30 points. So you're chucking two blues out.
Yeah.
So... You know, you don't feel too hard done by.
No, I didn't kill a Gazanti, if this makes sense. I didn't kill one, but I gave it one damage, and then it got killed by something else to the exact damage.
Oh, so they were instrumental in killing.
Yeah, but I got lucky. I rolled a blue and a blue.
Yeah, I got two hits.
Two hits.
It's not ridiculous. It's like
took a shield and D6. Kind of thing. So,
and Sienna's immune to most AA as well because
it's obstructed
because the ships. More obstructed as
she's
well.
Insanely good. So I took that and Thrawn, and I had the only interesting point about the destroyers. I tried the seventh Fleet Star Destroyer.
Oh yeah,
it was quite good. I don't think it's worth the 10 points.
Five on each, isn't it?
Five on each. Yeah. So
did you block much damage with it?
Yeah, I blocked about 3 or 4 points across each game. There was one
That's
turn.
A lot, really.
There was one turn where I blocked one on each in the same turn.
Okay.
That was quite satisfying. Yeah. So that's just a refresher. That's tap it on another ship that has this title within 1-4 and ignore one damage. But it's only on your front arc. I think if it was any arc, it would be fine. Maybe a bit too cheap then, or maybe not.
But a lot of the time, you're not getting shot on the front.
Well, it meant like on our squadron Alpha Strikes, I could funnel them. I could funnel them into the. Into the front, like they were funneled into the front arc, so I could just ignore one thing, and then it meant I could let the shields go down a bit because I'd know that on the front, because then I'd know that they wouldn't want to have so many fighters in there.
Oh yeah, so you don't redirect anything, let your front go down, and then
because you know
then they're tempted to keep shooting the front even though they don't have to.
And it blocked a couple of hits and stuff, but I don't know whether it made a difference, like whether it saved anyone. I don't know if it did. I can't remember. Did I have I had one game where my VSD survived on one health.
But basically, all your other slots were full, weren't they? So it was that or 10 points more bid.
Yeah, which I don't really
care. You didn't have early warning systems on it, right? Could it have it?
No, I couldn't have the.
No, they had Simon and a victory, so.
Oh, I see.
One of them can have two, but none of them have retrofit slots.
Yeah. And it was good. I enjoyed playing it. I really like Thrawn. I think he's underrated. Like, the play of the day. The highlight for me was when I got trapped. I guess we'll go through the other list and stuff, but I basically got trapped by a massive Raddus trap.
Mm.
It wasn't Raddus, sorry. It was Profundity and Recon. So Profundity jumps the stuff down and boxes you in.
Mm. So you've got transports and hammerheads all up in your grill.
Yeah.
And they're Recon, so even if you kill them, you're bumping no matter what.
Yep. And
then the ammunition in the kill box.
Ammunition behind the back of the kill box to just blow you away.
Yeah.
And he had Chancellor on the guy coming down. It was Grails.
That's the boarding party that changes your whole stack of commands.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Chucked them all to squadrons so that I was stuck, because I was stuck at speed 2. He knew where I could get to for speed 2.
Mm.
I had no token. He took out my comms net, Gazanti, the turn before, so I couldn't shift a token over. And then Thrawn just went, I'll give everyone a nav. and I'll get the fuck out of it. See ya. So, it was very situational, but I just think the fact that it makes you immune to any of that shenanigans and bullshit. He's super, super strong. Well, not immune, but I mean, he gives you one
option.
Yeah, by which time you're away and you're out of it.
He's the ultimate, like, flexible commander, isn't he?
I don't know, still more health.
I like
better turning.
Yeah, but I can just stack whatever, or I can stack repairs every turn. I don't need
to. Yeah, he lets you be both kind of thing. He's not quite as good at turning as Jodorowsky. He's not quite as good as making you tough as Motti, but he can basically pick
one or the other.
One or the other, depending on what you need.
So that's my list, and then Ricky, you. So.
I flew Radis double MC-75s with two flotillas. It was interesting.
You had three VCXs with a token game.
Three VCX with a token game I never did today.
Did you go first every time?
I went second one time first.
But they picked gunnery.
And he picked advanced gunnery, yeah. And so I lost the ship anyway, but we'll get to that.
I really like advanced gunnery on those because it's got three really good arcs. So normally on advanced gunnery, you go first and you just arc dodge the good arc.
Yeah.
But you can't arc dodge the good arc because there's three good arcs. Yeah. So I actually think that people maybe thought initially that they were a bit of a weakness having three moderate arcs rather than a big one that's strong.
I'd not played this list. I definitely didn't pick wisely when I had the choice of going first or second.
Didn't pick wisely.
Two of the three games today, I picked wrong.
You should have picked second, do you think?
I should have picked second, or I should have picked first.
Right.
And I went the opposite.
So in the one where you chose to go second wrong, he had you outnumbered, so you were going to go... He was going to go first and last.
He did. Now, I didn't do too bad. I clawed it back. I took out a lot. Are we going into the lists?
We're
going
to do their lists, and then
we're going to their list first.
But you can just do a summary of what you thought of your list. Any hard points?
Yeah.
No room for error with Radis, is there?
Unforgiving.
Mm.
Strong if you can pull it off, but one mistake.
It all falls apart.
Yeah, very quickly. You just say falls apart. I know, as breaking even. You know, taking a draw is not the end of the world.
You're never losing both MC-75s,
no,
are you? No. And that's the only way you could get a big loss.
I either lost one or the other.
Yeah.
To take out both of them was just... It's a lot of health to dig through.
Having played a similar list at the Cardiff Regionals, I find exactly the same. Like, you can't lose big with it, but you can't really win big with it.
Mm.
The only time I lost big was when the other guy played the scenario wrong, and my brain was so frazzled from our game that I just was like, and I was trying to figure out what I was doing. I was like, yeah, whatever. Mm. Forgot the order.
That
was
wouldn't
there.
Normally happen.
The hyperspace assault wouldn't, and then he had demolisher right in the front. And
I kind of wish.
So I would have, if that hadn't happened, I think I'd have got a seven maybe, one way or the other in that game. So
I just wanted to go for a big.
It's basically a 7-4 list either way. Every game.
You could get a strategic advisor if you had a big enough bid, but I didn't really want to bid against the Avenger lists.
You need Bale. You'd have to lose Bale to get a strategic advisor.
Yeah, which you don't want to do.
You really don't want to do that.
No.
Nope. So we were playing against Robin Rutter, who had a Recon...
Profundity.
Seven activate? It was
seven, well,
six
kind
ships.
Of.
It was six deployed
with
a seven
strategic.
Fin.
So we had
one of them is cooped up.
Yeah.
One of them in Profundity.
So
he had in Profundity.
And an Ordnance Cruiser with Profundity and Ordnance Experts and all that jazz. Blast doors.
Two Hammerheads.
One Hammerhead with Cham in the Profundity, one with Engineers.
You want to test that out?
I don't think it ever did anything in all three games.
No.
Hilariously, he said, "I'm finding it in our game." He said, "I'm finding it. I'm going to use my engineers. I'm finally going to get it." And he didn't have he didn't have a token because he reconed it. So he said, "I'm definitely using this. I'm definitely using it." He said, "I'm finally going to get to use it," but he didn't have a token. Fine, Commandant Gazanti, and then my VSD sniped his Gazanti out.
Oh, he threw his flotilla, so he couldn't
fucking blew the comms net up, and he was like, "No, I was going to actually fucking use it." So we don't know what that actually would have done.
He had the chance to use it against me, but I already had a crit on me, and I didn't have any damage.
I had one face down, so I don't think would have done that.
Can we take 2 points? It's not the end of the world, but it doesn't do anything.
And then
the other one.
So he had that. He had Admo, didn't he? Or Lando?
Lando Admo. But he'd had the red one because he didn't realise that the blue dice one can have a turbolaser. So he paid extra for the red dice one.
Oh.
I think it was the only way to get H9s.
That's costly.
Because he normally plays Imperials. I don't think he was that familiar with the Rebels.
And his fire set was hilarious because he had... he'd had three flotillas in the build originally, and then the FAC made him get bin one. So he had to upgrade it to a Hammerhead. So he had to take his squadrons from... Shara Tycho down to a vanilla A-wing and a vanilla X-95. And I shot them both off, and I was like,
"Z."
That's what I mean. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Z95 headhunter. Yeah,
Z and an A.
I was like, why isn't he just flying those like around the edge of the board? Because he just flew them in.
It's
and
just
flew
20 points that's going to die, isn't it?
And I only beat him by 2 points in the end.
Oh, shit.
Although if Sienna and Valen hadn't had to do two turns of activations, I could have had a pop at Admo because he only had two health left at the end.
Oh.
So I could have had another four shots at Admo. So.
Well, yeah, you could have done it.
His Admo got away from me on one as
so,
well.
So anyway, so that was Robin's list. Mm-hmm. And then we were playing against... do you want to do how we...
Should we all say how we played against Robin?
Yeah.
And then...
So I've pretty much been through it. He tried to trap me. Thrawn got me out of the way. Mm-hmm. I killed his squadrons. The only thing to say was I was way ahead because I'd got through the clusterfuck in the middle and I just wiped all his small shit out and he hadn't touched. Oh, he killed the comms negus anti.
Mm-hmm.
And then my VST, I made a bit of a... He was chasing my VST with Admo.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was always going, first thing I'm going to get out of this.
Mm.
And then I had another Gazanti because he was trying to shoot my VSD and bump the Gazanti to try and kill both.
Right.
And I like repaired the Gazanti instead of moving it, instead of navigating it, which meant it cock blocked the VSD by literally about 3 mil.
Shit. Out of the way, you fuck!
It did save the Gazanti because I repaired it to get rid of the one damage card.
Sure.
But I was thinking, why the fuck did I care about this Gazanti? When I like,
it's cost me a VSD.
30 point Gazanti and it's cost me 110, 50 point VSD. What the fuck was I thinking? But as it worked out, I beat Robin by 2 points in the end. So
two
got a 6-5. Wow. 146,
point.
144. So that was my game.
So when I played Robin, I picked Sola Corona from his objectives. So I just deployed everything in the middle. He went round the flank with the Sinoon, tried to box it in with the same thing again, dropping a hammerhead, getting the transports in the way. My Simon, the moment we started the game, I dropped to speed one and then tried to whip the Avenger around. He tried to box the Avenger in with other ships, but Gerdrod escaped traps, pretty tasty. And I bumped my own Gozanti with the to keep the Simon in place, to not move it.
Yeah.
So it delayed the trap for a turn.
I love that. It's such a good move.
And then he never really got to properly, he never got short range shot off with the Admo. So I just kept shooting him with the Simon.
Yeah.
So eventually I killed all the hammerheads and the Admo, and then cruised away with a Simon on 5 health. no shields left, 5 hull remaining.
That's not that bad.
And then he shot it in the back with Profundity, 3 red dice,
yeah,
5 damage.
Oh, no.
And then that was it. I had no shields left, and I'd lost my brace at that point.
So that was double hit, single hit.
Double hit, crit.
Fuck.
And I was like, oh, that's exactly what you needed. You've just got 160 points. Fuck. But I was really getting salty about that. And then Avenger ran in and rolled 15 damage.
Revenge.
And one shot Profundity.
From full health.
From I think he'd taken one shield loss.
Nice.
Brutal.
So we both rolled... ridiculously.
Yeah.
So realistically,
yeah,
neither of those ships should have died and I would have got like a 7. But as it was, I think I got an 8 because his ship was worth slightly more than mine.
It's a win when you get a win.
And I guess you mopped a few of the smaller ones up, did you?
Yeah, I killed all but one transport. Oh no, yeah, so if I killed Profundity, I would have got 9 because it was a wipe.
Right, okay.
But if I didn't kill Profundity and he didn't kill the Simon, then it was closer because his transports would have left. But I killed all the Hammerheads.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Ricky, your game?
Mine was... The lack of squadrons really didn't help him, but the activations were crazy. I had 3 in the beginning until it dropped.
3 versus 6 or 7.
3 versus 7, so... The first few rounds went
yikes.
Pretty quick. But the lack of not being able to stop me... What did stop me, though, he got to deploy first because he's first player. And he had Profundity and he dropped his Hammerhead right where I wanted to put... My,
as he blocked your
yeah,
Radisson
he blocked
with his
Radis.
Profundity.
So his Profundity effect triggered before your Radis.
Oh, well, that's what we played by because he's first player.
Yeah, first player goes first.
Yeah.
Because in a Radis off,
first player.
You want to be second.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, not necessarily because you want to get placed for it.
You might want to block their Radis with your.
Your
yeah.
Radis.
Yeah.
Depends, yeah, but you
it
also don't want
to
have
first.
Your thing coming in getting jumped by his thing that's jumping
it's
in.
True.
I don't know, it's tricky, isn't it? Because you put yours down and he just goes, right, well, I'll double arc yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's true.
But although he blocked me, I was in a good position to place it and get like the smaller ships.
Mm.
because he had a lot of ships, didn't he?
I forgot to block his profundity, which I should have done. I had my two fighters just hanging back doing nothing. I should have just put them and not let his hammerhead come out.
I could
totally forgot about it.
Couldn't get close to it with the deployment button. I had to bring it in.
Mm.
So I dropped it in. It took out the hammerheads pretty quick, along with the flotillas, and dropped him down to just pretty much the two activations. And I was doing pretty well, but he did blow up. Like, he got in a good position and got away. But his MC-30, it should have died. I made so many mistakes. I didn't use my stupid early warning systems. I didn't use Lando when I could have done.
Shit.
I didn't use my boarding troopers.
What?
I didn't have a token.
So you just forgot about all your upgrades.
This is this list.
This
you
my
have
first
to play,
game.
You have to play it a lot with this list because it melts your brain.
So I let the MC-30 get away because I didn't use the boarding troopers on it. It just got away on one health. He blew up my dropped-in MC-75. Luckily, my advanced gunnery ship got away, but so did his.
Right.
And his was the MC-30.
So it's a draw.
So yeah, I took out everything of his except for his MC-75 and MC-30.
So you've just both lost everything except both your advanced gunnery ships.
Yeah. Well, I kept alive my flotillas. I think I lost one of them, but I lost by 30 points or something.
Mm.
Not a big loss. Couldn't take out both of my things, but I was so close for so many mistakes that I did.
Mm. Could have been better.
I should have got the MC. I could have got the MC-30, and that would have been 150 points.
Yeah.
Up. But he played well. Played very well. Got away. Stupid mistakes as well.
Admiral's hard to kill.
Admiral's very hard. Not hard to kill when you take away all his tokens. But I didn't. So
yeah, I got lucky with it. I managed to ram it twice.
Oh.
And then hit it with an XI-7 Cyber Barrage. So the just cored straight through it. Like, it still had, like, full shields.
Oh,
just drill, ram.
Nice.
Well, the turn that I didn't use my boarding troops on that I could have, I fired a massive damage with external racks and everything.
Mm.
Lando saved him. It rolled basically nothing. Just like, yep, it's
so
fine.
I got a 6-5. You got a 9.
8 or a 9, I can't remember.
An 8 or 9, and you got a
5-6.
So, well, which we do next, Matthew. So Matthew's list was Matthew Bartlett. His list was...
It was a Quasar with Ozzel, two Gladiators with Ordnance Experts and APTs. One of them was Demo.
Yeah.
Two Gazontes, one with Bomber Command. And five Vanilla Bombers, Tempest Squadron, which is the Bomber Escort Advanced.
Merrick
and Gendon.
They're never apart, are
and,
they?
And no, of course not. Well, maybe we'll see.
Maybe in future.
They're like Top Gun
bros. Yeah, slapping asses in the washrooms and stuff.
Playing beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Sure leave.
And Dengar.
And Dengar, yeah.
And he took the three bomber missions. You know, he did precision strike, shoot you in the back, and fighter ambush. Shoot you in the back called? Superior position.
Superior position.
Sure.
Your standard bomber.
Who wants
missions.
To go first on
this one? Well, I don't mind. This was a bit different, this list. I chose to go first, and that did pay off.
Mm.
Like, if I'd gone second, I don't know if it might have been okay, but he is a bit more of a new player, isn't he?
He's the least experienced in the game.
He was the least experienced. And, yeah, he didn't quite send the bombers in when he should have. He could have held them back. So I managed to get right up in there and get... I didn't drop my my ship on his ship. I dropped it on his squadrons that he had attempted to attack with.
Oh, okay.
And then it was just a matter of just cleaning up.
So
and
you
I just
heavy AA'd all
heavy
the squadrons
AA'd
away.
And sent in my VCXs, and they were just pounding the bombers.
Because he's basically all bombers. Apart from Merrick, nothing in there can really fight squadron fighting.
No, and I figured I could probably take out the ISD. It was the ISD, wasn't it?
No, Quasar.
The Quasar and the Gladiators, so
yeah.
If the Gladiators come in, I figured I'm first player. They're not going to hurt that much.
Mm.
And luckily, it paid off.
There's no angle a Gladiator can come in at and not take a beating on an MC-75.
Well, no.
It's not like it's got a weak spot you can fly into.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it came in, it was just a matter of me flying away after shooting it. You can only shoot me once.
Mm.
And I did it. I managed to kill Gladiator... Demo. And
nice.
Then the other one, I just waited for it to come in and then blew that one up as well.
Jeez. So did you wipe him?
I did wipe him, yeah. And that was precision strike we played. So and we made about the same tokens, though.
Mm.
But then that's the issue with precision strike.
Precision strike's probably the weaker one.
I was spending hits on him just to get more points.
Yeah.
Don't need to rush to kill.
It's one of those weird missions where sometimes you don't want to kill a ship yet. You want to get a few more hits in to get more points.
That's one of his missions, right?
It was his mission, yeah. That paid off.
So I'll go next. I got a 9-2, I think. We basically had a big... I played contested outposts, so I was just drifting my guys near the outpost. I made him first player because I didn't want to have to play his missions. So I didn't know what they were, but I imagined that...
Good four fighters.
Yeah, like making him first. Like, I guess he's got demo, which is first, but my guys can take it.
But you get last activation.
Yeah.
Because he had five and you had five.
Yeah. So what really happened was... the Quasar tried to just sort of came forward to stay in range with the boosted comms, and he just got long range shot away, died on turn three, I think, two or three.
Take much the old Quasar, can it?
No, and I cleared a lot of bombs. The double black on the Simon's really good.
I just
cleared a load of bombers out with that combined with, well, I got lucky with Sienna clung on against Marek and he had Marek, Tempest, and Dengar, and I managed to kill. But he came into me while I was in my AA.
Oh, so while you're slowly losing, they're all getting flaked a bit.
He wasn't originally in the AA, but because I pinned him for a turn, the next turn they all drifted in. Millioned AA'd. Tempest died straight away. Marek died eventually. And then I was able to hunt. He did kill Sienna after, but I was able to hunt those bombers down.
These new upgrades and defensive ones, they just make the squadron game so much harder.
Yeah. And then the only notable point, really, he came around with both the gladiators, and I was struggling to deal with them. And then I had my victory. I was greedy. I left it at speed one to get one more turn of the outpost instead of boosting it away. And I took a double arc from his non-demolisher.
Ooh.
Which was like really nasty. And then I was on one health a bit later in the game. And he had demo coming in. Demo shot his front arc 2 reds at me and then moved and could not, no combination of its move could get its side arc on me. And it already shot its front arc. So it couldn't shoot it again.
So he shot you with 2 reds, but he could have hit you with 2 reds, 2 blacks.
He could have said, no first shot, move, 2 reds, 2 blacks, you're dead.
Wow, that's close.
So that was his mistake. But my mistake was, had I not boosted away and just, I had an AV token, I had everything, I could have just boosted away early. I would have lost a point on the station, which I guess is like a 40-point swing. But
saved you 100 points on your...
And then because of that, I managed to get the 90 because both my big ships were alive. Mm. My Gazanti, I think he killed one Gazanti and Sienna.
Oh, wow, that's a rough game for him.
So, and he lost everything bar demo, I think.
Mm.
And a couple of bombers that ran away when they were on one health.
What's your win?
9-2.
So I had a pretty good game against him as well. I just picked superior positions, knowing that I could like drop the early warnings on my back. And just deployed in the middle and went for it. His gladiators came around my sides, and Avenger nailed the Quasar on the start of turn three because he just couldn't get away. And my fighters did amazing work. They flew in and just sniped Tempest Squadron on the Alpha Strike with the two of them. Then everything else counterattacked, did nothing with the combination of being obstructed and scattering and stuff.
Yeah.
And then killed Dengar next turn. Killed Marek the next turn, and then Sienna Ray just like sat in the middle of the bombers and went, "What are you going to do about it?"
Yeah. I rolled a flat. Oh no! Yeah. I'll do.
So that was it. That was just six bombers sat there going, "Oh no!"
We'll move on. Oh no, we're pinned. We can't. Obstructed. That is
so. Felt bad, man. He had full, you know, 130 points of squadrons there, just going, nothing we can do.
Oh man, poor guy.
But it was because of their great roles on the first two activations, knocking out the Dengar and the escort.
That's it. Didn't even need to kill the escort, really, did you? Just Dengar alone, and it's just.
And they got nothing.
Well, escort's going to hurt you a little bit.
And you just rinse the Quasar with one of the ISDs, I guess.
Yeah, but and then because my Jurdarod, I could spin the... After Avenger took out that out, I just span around.
Just chased everything.
Chased everything. Eventually, I got a back shot on Demo with the Simoon. Because Demo was chasing the Simoon. And I blocked it with a Gazanti for a turn. And then that gave Jurdarod Simoon enough time to get him 2 turns of moving to spin around. And then got a medium range shot in the back of Demo. and just blew it away.
Nice.
Rolled pretty shit hot on that one.
Have you got XSLs on that?
Yeah.
It's making me think that the Radis list could do with the A-Wing, the crit A-Wing.
Shara.
Yeah.
She's very good.
Because no one wants to shoot her.
So you got, what result was that for you?
It would have been an 8 or a 9. I can't remember.
Ricky, how did your game go in that?
A 10.
So 8, 9, 10, 9.
I didn't lose anything, I think. Yeah.
And then the last of all was Ben Moore.
Yep.
He had Sloan, Avenger, an ISD2 Avenger with gunnery teams, ECMs, Sloan, a Quasar with flight controllers, expanded highways, boosted comms, two Gazontes, one with suppressor, and 10 TIE fighters.
10 TIE
and Marek Steel. So again, he had to last minute change his list because he had three Gazontes in there, and that's why Marek Steel just kind of got jammed in.
He's a good one to jam in, to be fair.
Yeah, and he played me on deployment. I made some big mistakes. I picked ion cannons because I think that's a terrible mission. And then he started deploying on one side, so I started deploying sort of off center. Oh yeah, he put all his ion cannons in the middle. So I thought, I don't want to drive through three ion cannons. I'll go slightly off center.
Yeah.
And he started deploying on that same side too. But with 10 ties, he massively outdeployed me. So by the time all my stuff was down, he then put his Quasar and his ISD, another Gazonti, on the other side of the board. So we were basically, I was halfway off center and he was completely off center in the opposite direction. So I ended up going through the ion cannons anyway.
Yeah,
should have just gone in the middle. Would have saved me two turns of movement. And we didn't start firing properly till turn 5.
Get much done then?
Didn't get a lot done.
What, anything die?
Yeah, I killed a Quasar and a Gazonti and a bunch of TIEs. And he killed the Simoon. So it's a draw.
Sloan
is a 6-5.
Sloan's pretty broken. He seems so strong.
Sloan was crazy because he threw 6 TIEs at me in the first round of combat.
And he's got nothing left.
You've 6 TIEs. Yeah, he rolled all accuracies on the first 6 TIEs.
No, that's it. I had no tokens. Didn't see the story similar to
me. Avenger didn't do anything because I had no tokens to be avenged. But it was scary just watching nothing but accuracies come up.
He didn't get too many accuracies, but then like, if it wasn't accuracy, it was a hit. And it's just like, well, I have to take it.
Mm.
Or I have to take it because I can't.
His first shot against my Simon, he rolled 4 straight accuracies and then a crit, which he then re-rolled into an accuracy.
Yes, for straight.
He rolled 5 accuracies.
And I had a full stack of engineering the whole way with the Simon because I was thinking, well, I'm going through the iron cannon, so I just need to tank it up. And I really thought just pounding those engineerings would save me.
Yeah.
Not quite. He just managed to kill it.
Did he get you with the front arc of the IST?
A long range, he did. Didn't get the...
So is it all the... How did he kill you? Was it just all the TIEs just thinning with damage?
Did.
Or?
I can't remember. Did he kill you? It was my first game. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
too long ago.
Oh, yeah, but it came down to one very important move where I had Avenger in his side and the Simoon in his front, and I was going first, and the Simoon was heavily damaged. And I thought either I get the big Avenger hit, but I only had the front arc and I couldn't get both arcs. So either I hit him with the big thing, won't kill him, but it will hurt him bad. Or if I activate Simon first, I'll get 2 more shields from my repair order, and I might block him. And if I block him, then Avenger gets to shoot him all the live long day for the rest of the game, and I kill his Avenger. But turned out I didn't block him, so he got away.
That's great.
That's the long and short of it. So yeah, he got he did get a front and side into my damaged Simon.
So you got 5-6, was it?
5-6,
yeah. So I, again, I learned from the fact that we were able to talk after your game because I played in second.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, so you told about the deployment.
I wish I should have just gone dead centre.
Yeah.
And
So I did. I picked Plantra and Cannon because, again, I think it's effectively pointless.
Mm.
I think in an ISD versus an ISD, whoever's first player is a massive advantage because you're going to be able to go first. Huge amount of your points is in the first activation. You can art dodge or that kind of thing. So
he was thinking that the spending a defense token from the iron cannon would be helpful with Avenger and Sloan.
Yeah, but it's better.
The thing is, the defender gets to pick which token it is. So
isn't it at the end?
It's about the start. So there's a little bit of value in it, but you usually have one defense token you don't care about.
Yeah. So. I guess it softens it up for later in the turn.
Yeah, I should have picked that one.
Can rinse that. So. It was KGO in the middle. He deployed right on one side. I had to split round a thing. My favourite move that I did was where I bumped. I had my we'd had like a load of strategic advisor off and all this kind of thing, and it was my my ISD going next, basically, because they had a VSD right behind it. Because I had this way, I had to turn the ISD like shuttle that in front, and the VSD was directly behind. And I think he'd thought, the ISD will go next. It will come in and it'll land in front of Avenger and lovely jubbly. I bumped the back of my. I activated my VSD first. I managed to use disposable capacitors. So he had suppressor as well, because he thought, wow, suppressor. Snipe suppressor at long range with the three and the three. And I literally rolled like, I rolled like two, because this guy's got no H9s.
Right.
So I rolled two, is it two accuracy? No, it was, yeah, it was one accuracy, two doubles, so that you can only get one. And then the rest were all hits. Oh, and it was obstructed as well, because it was through the siphon. But I did have the quad laser turrets.
The extra blue.
He's going faster than me, so yeah, I had a concentrate fire dial.
Yeah, an extra dash.
I offset the obstructed. So yeah, I got lucky there, and then I bumped myself, and then amazingly, I was able to maneuver the ISD to arc dodge and land on the station and remove its damage card that it took from bumping. And then the next turn, the VSD landed on the station and moved its card from the bumping. So the bumping literally did nothing. But yeah, I dodged his arc. Again, it was a Thrawn's navigate. Really crucial turn when I knew I had to position well. Lined it right up, and he ripped all my tokens off. I hate Sloan, really good. But because I arc dodged him, he was just piddling back with like two reds in a thing, and I was going, okay, well, I'll lose two shields or three shields, and then the next turn I'll just reveal my repair and repair two shields, and he was never going to get anywhere with it. And then he made, I don't know whether it was probably it was one of those in hindsight mistakes. He thought he could try and kill my VSD to rescue it, and he turned the guy in. And then he turned his ISD into my VSD path, which was following up the ISD. Mine was kind of gone. And because I had my Gazantes and I had the global concentrate fire, I was just smashing Gazanti hits into him and like ripping all his shields off and getting it down to about three or four. And then, then my VSD was able to finish him off before he could. He unleashed at me and took me down to like half damage, but I was able to finish him off with that. So
combat flotillas maybe test their points.
They're quite tasty.
You can get the concentrate fires off,
and you have intensify firepower. Basically, it's not a guarantee, but you've got a really good chance of two hits. Yeah,
it's very true.
And the thing is, it's how about stretching the defense tokens? Because you go, two hits, I'll fucking evade it at long range, or I'll redirect or whatever.
And if there's four things shooting with red dice,
you're going to spend your redirect and evade, and then the Simoon and the VSD are going to hit you and stuff. So, I ended up, I think it was an 8 with that one. Killed five of his ties with him. Because he tried to alpha Sienna and Valen. Left Sienna on one. Had like three or four guys in the side of Simoon, which just cleared them. Because they're on ties, they got three health.
Yeah, and two blacks clears them up pretty quick.
Rinsed them out. I think I killed half of them in the end. Five ties. Which is about my points back, because so that's 32...
Five ties is 40 points.
40 points, and I lost 30.
Yeah.
Oh, and I killed Jendon as well, because... Sorry.
Steel.
Steel, I keep calling him that. Because he's always Ben there. He tried to go for... He put him down, like, to go for my one Gazanti that was running away. Hit him and didn't get the thing, so I scattered. And then I had three... I had a double arc and a sit from the... VSD and a single up from the Gazanti, and he had three health left.
Pretty jammy, three blues.
But my AA prior to that point was really, apart from the black, the VSD's AA, it hadn't hit a single thing for the rest of the game with a lot of rolls. So I got about an 8 on that as well. So that was
not bad. Not bad. Well, I did not so good. Well, I did say I did not so good. I didn't lose because I did kill more of his stuff,
but I picked a stupid mission. I should have picked Ion Cannon as well. I pick Most Wanted.
Oh.
And,
SpaghettiO.
That wasn't. And the way he placed his squadrons was we deployed similar to yours, Ben. But it didn't take as long to get in. We were probably initiated about turn three. And he knew I wanted to obviously drop in on turn four and placed all his squadrons around, but I managed to squeeze it in. Like, it was the tightest.
That's squeeze. Impressive. You think with 11 squadrons, there'd be nowhere for Radis to come in.
There was a gap, but it was parked in front of my other MC-75. So that was me blocked. That was in front of his ISD. Like, they were faced off.
Yeah.
ISD versus MC-75. And I put myself in the middle.
Hmm.
But that's fine, you know. I was going to absolutely double arc it and destroy it. My first shot did nothing. Like, literally, I blanked. Loads of I think my first before I rerolled was loads of accuracies, all accuracies.
Hmm.
And second one was all blanks. Second shot was pretty good, but because I was just stuck there and my other one was bumping into me, he's pounding the crap out of it with his ISD. I had stuck myself in a bad position.
Mm.
I lost that. Double points lost. But I did kill all of his squadrons. I managed to wipe them out with the VCXs and the anti-squadron fire. I thought I could clear them quicker.
Yeah.
Couldn't clear them quick enough to not lose all of my defense tokens.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they can do it in like two activations.
Well, yeah, just one. Or one was enough to do it before
the
Avengers.
The pods were all right. Did they?
Yeah, they
helped.
Clear
some, yeah.
They did that little bit of extra damage just because, you know, with the VCXs and a reroll, it's normally two damage.
Mm.
And they were doing well picking them off. So I was even activating those before I could even shoot. It's like, I'll just take the hit and I'll try and clear out these.
Mm, kill as many of them as you can.
These spiders. Sure. And yeah, I wiped out everything of his except for his quasar. And
oh, wow. That's unusual. Quasar's not really
diving quick. His one of his flotillas that was the marked one.
Right.
The double points one. So I killed his ISD. I killed every one of his squadrons.
Sounds like a close game. What's it?
And I lost by 29 points.
Oh, 5-6.
Yeah. So if I didn't lose the double point, or if I did lose it, but I was playing Ion, kind of out of one by.
Yeah, like 100
something points. Yeah, 100 points. Or 70 points. It would have been a 7.
Yeah. So it was, what was it, 65-35?
Yeah, something like that.
Should have picked Bristol. Second there.
Bristol's honour was defended successfully, 65-35.
Yeah,
it's good fun. It's good day. We kept the timings. We got good practice.
Yeah, it's good to get some. And that timing was ideal. That we'd had this booked for months.
Yeah.
And, so if the FAQ had come out tomorrow, oh, I'd be livid. My God,
you'd just been like, right, I know my list is. I practiced it. Yeah. Fact it.
We do get 2 weeks now to try and work. At least in theory, what might be good.
Do some theories.
Cool.
See how it goes.
Right. So that's it for this time. We won't be releasing another one before Worlds. If you are at Worlds, you're going.
Come say hi to us.
All three of us are going to be there. So come and say hi.
We'll be playing on the Thursday, right?
We're playing the Thursday. Yes.
So we'll probably still be hanging around on the Friday, but
yeah, I've got to fly back to Boston back with the in-laws on Saturday.
Right.
So I'm getting there Tuesday night. So
go see some of the.
So we'll have Friday if we'll be chilling around maybe on the Friday.
Or maybe even Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you see
Wednesday.
See us there. Say hello.
Yep. Or email us if you want to specifically come and chat or have any questions. Otherwise, we will see you.
Pretty after Worlds.
Yeah, we'll be doing a recording there. So I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Cool.
See you
Thanks
see
for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.